Speaker John Boehner decided to step down after he was unable to persuade members of the far-right House Freedom Caucus to support a stopgap funding bill needed to avoid a government shutdown at the end of last month. The group opposed the bill's two-month extension of funding for Planned Parenthood. After announcing his intention to retire, Boehner then passed the short-term funding bill with support from a majority of House Democrats. Suburban St. Louis Congresswoman Ann Wagner is a member of the House Republican leadership team. She says she's looking for a leader who will unify the conference and advance what she calls strong conservative legislation.
We're also going to want a new leadership that is going to speak on our behalf, to go out there and get much more aggressive when it comes to the media and talk about what it is that we're doing, that we're accomplishing, the 346 bills we've already passed in the House and that the Senate has refused to take up.
Even the newest House Republican, Peoria, Illinois' Darren LaHood, says Republicans have not led enough with their majority and in some cases have been more reactive than proactive.
We need to be more proactive. We need to be proud of the Republican conservative principles we stand for. I think we need to lay out a clear vision and a roadmap for how we, you know, change things in this country, how we convince people that we have the right ideas. I don't think we've done enough of that.
Blaine Lutgemeyer, who represents a largely rural district west of St. Louis, says the new leadership team will have to find a way to heal some of the wounds that exist within the Republican conference.
I think everybody needs to have their voice heard from the standpoint that it's not one person or one group that should drive our majority. I think we need to all work together for a common goal of figuring out how we can move the country forward and solve the issues that are in front of us as a group.
Congressman Mike Bost is from Southern Illinois. He says it is imperative that House Republicans find a way to work together.
We can be divided, and next time we can be in the minority. Now that's a reality. So we have to work together on those principles and ideas which we believe in, which is less government, better government, stop spending as much. We've got to find those common ground, work on those, and then try to find some common ground on those other very, very hot button issues.
But Illinois Congressman Peter Roskam from Chicago's western suburbs says conservative constituents want lawmakers to fight for their issues.
There's an inability, I think, for many people across the country to hear an incremental win as a victory when they feel as if you didn't try for everything.
Collinsville, Illinois Congressman John Shimkus says compromise is not a dirty word. He keeps a photo of Ronald Reagan on the shelf behind his desk.
Reagan would say 80% of a deal is a pretty good deal.
We'd like to have the Republican conference strive for that type of mentality, because if we're on that same sheet of music, then we can get anything done for the most part. But if we can't be united, we're lucky if we get 50%.
While it only takes 124 votes in the House Republican Conference to select a candidate for Speaker, it will take 218 votes for that candidate to be elected Speaker in a vote of the full House at the end of the month. If the Freedom Caucus opposes the conference choice and votes as a block, it could disrupt that election just a few days before John Boehner leaves Congress. In Washington, I'm Jim Howard, St. Louis Public Radio.